Hi, welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This is episode something late in the late 90s, and in this podcast, we're going to be talking very simply about the idea, because I get it a lot with people that I either do like a discovery coaching call with or that I'm working with one-on-one. The idea is basically how to help someone who doesn't want your help. Now, the simple answer is not don't. Because there are some people out there who listen to this stuff that, you know, you might be in a relationship. It's really easy to say, don't help someone who doesn't want your help, right? It's real easy to say that. But for some people, they're in a situation where they really want to help someone, you know? Or they really feel like someone is struggling and that they have the ability to help them. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about how to help someone who doesn't want your help in a way that you probably haven't heard of before. But if you don't know who I am, I go by the name Harvey Hook, and I am your dating and relationship coach. I have traveled the world touring, teaching people relationship stuff and dating and all that kind of mumbo jumbo. I think it's fun. I think it's fantastic. And honestly, I think relationships and dating are 10 times more easier than we think that they are. So most of the time, what I find is people overcomplicate it. Well, where, to use my terms, we've basically got our head up our asses when it comes to these things. So we're unable to see what's actually going on because we're either holding on to some situations that, or we have certain beliefs about what's actually going on, and those beliefs aren't really serving us. Doesn't mean they might not be true, but it's just that they're not serving us. So if you are new to this podcast, at the end of this podcast, you know, I'd invite you to subscribe. You can do it now if you don't know and all that kind of stuff, but I'm here to help you in any way that is possible. You know, I do that in every part of my life. When I do one of those free coaching calls with people, I'm here to literally surrender and to give in my relationships and all my relationships. I'm just here to give and to be without just to be, because I think it's really nice. So how do you help someone who doesn't want your help? Well, look, just to be real straight to the point, if someone doesn't want your help, but you really feel compelled to help them, the best way to do it is by leading by example. You know, set the standard that you want to live by or they want to live by. Because, look, let's be real honest, there are a number of times where I get people who come to me, they say, I really want to help this person. And what is actually going on is that they are either uncomfortable not helping, or they are uncomfortable with seeing someone in that situation. And if you are in a situation where someone is, how do I put this into words? If someone is struggling, but they aren't doing anything about it, and you try and help them without their permission, what you're actually doing is trying to change them. And some people might like that, but some people don't. And if there are people that don't like that or don't want them or don't want that, all you're ever doing is communicating to them that they are not enough, that what they have chosen to be their life path is not enough. And you're actually putting that person down. So what do we do instead? As we said before, lead by example. Set the standard. If you want to help them be X, Y, Z, be X, Y, Z. Become that. Embody that. Express that. If you think they should gain control of their life, be a living fucking embodiment of gaining control of your life. It's really interesting. Because then there are some people out there, real honest, real talk, be straight brutal to the situation. There are some people out there that they try and help others because they're afraid of admitting that they want help. Not saying that's you, but I'm just saying that exists. There are some people that try and help others because they're uncomfortable with like not doing anything. And guess what? That doesn't help people either, because all you're really doing is communicating that you aren't comfortable and that you have to change them in order for you to feel better about yourself. And does that help them? No. It does not fucking help them. Doesn't help anyone. Maybe makes you feel better. Not saying this is you. This is a general you. But it just doesn't really make the situation better. So what do we do if someone doesn't want your help, right? Now, if someone does want your help and you are clear of mind and you are in a situation where it's not personal, right? When it's not personal. Some people make this shit way too personal. When it's not fucking personal, what do? Well, you give it to them. You give it to them in what they want and trust them that they know how to ask for that. Trust them. Trust them. Goddamn trust them. All you're doing is communicating that they, that you don't trust them if you try and force them to be something that they're not. So, what do you do if they don't ask for your help, but you really want to help them? Lead by example. Literally, lead by example. Become the thing that you want to help them with. Because what happens then, when you make your world sweeter, when you improve yourself, when you work on yourself, you literally make your world sweeter, which means you are then very, like, by an example. This is the mechanics about how it works. By an example, you are then forcing them to confront their demons and let go of the things that they hold on to become what they are meant to become. They cannot look at someone who has what they want, right? Who has what they want without confronting their goddamn demons. It's just that simple. It's like, for example, let's get some real world examples in here so you can understand. If you don't understand already, a real world example might be, you know, you're in a business, right? You're doing your work and all that sort of stuff, and then someone else you know suddenly becomes very successful, right? Now you're feeling jealous. You're feeling, hypothetically, you're feeling stuck. You're feeling like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing it. You're feeling envious. You're feeling, like, troubled. You're feeling that your stuff isn't working. You're feeling worthless. Well, guess what? This is the shit that you have to, hypothetically, in this hypothetical situation, this is the shit that you've got to deal with in order to get there. Because if you didn't feel jealous, if you didn't feel stuck, all that sort of stuff, you'd probably have it, because generally you'd be in that flow state and you'd be doing the things that actually make it work. So here's the interesting thing. Lead by fucking example, because through that, you almost trigger them, so to speak, or you also set the standard. Some people don't know how to expand because they don't know what it looks like. They haven't seen it, or they haven't thought of it, or they haven't witnessed it in the outside world or on their inside world. So it is a beautiful thing, which means the only thing you truly ever have to do is look after yourself. And I mean that in the most honest goddamn way. Because you cannot look after yourself without automatically making your world sweeter, without looking after everyone around you. That it is your responsibility, your self-esteem, your sense of love, your worthiness of love, your ability to care for yourself is your job on this goddamn planet. And I say this from a perspective of, like, you know, we can go down a spiritual path, but we can also go down a very tangible path. Because what happens when you look after yourself, right? You look after your needs, you understand what's going on, you don't really worry about what's going on in your own life, for example, because you know it's sorted, because you got it sorted. And then what happens? You've got energy to give, energy to spare. And you got energy to spare, you start connecting and sharing with other people. And guess what? They want to be around you. And then it gets more and more and more, because, right, when you look after yourself, and I'm not saying become arrogant, right? This is what we call confidence, because there is a difference between confidence and arrogance. When you are confident in yourself, have this high self-esteem about who and what the fuck you are, what tends to happen is, well, you get two kinds of people, or three kinds of people. People that aren't ready to see that, let them sort themselves out, right? The people that just feel good around you. Like, if you're confident, right, you are the naturally kind of person that wants to make other people confident. If you're arrogant, that means your self-esteem is based on other people being below you. And does that make the world sweeter? No, fuck, that doesn't even make your world sweeter. So you cannot, there's an interesting thing. You cannot help other people without helping yourself, and you cannot help yourself without helping other people. So, like, one or the other, pick it. And I honestly think working on yourself is the better way, because then you have energy to give, energy to spare. This is why I do what I do. I think everyone should have a mentor. I have a mentor. Of the day of recording this podcast, I got off the phone call with one of my mentors, and you know what he says to me? He says, "You gotta be okay doing nothing." And I'm like, "I'm okay doing nothing." And he's like, "You gotta be more okay." And I'm like, "Okay, thank you." So we've all got our mentors. We've all got people we learn from. We've all got people that we're helping. We are in this transient state of human existence where we share and grow and connect together, and it's all goddamn beautiful. But how does this all connect? If you want to help someone, help your goddamn self. Set the example. You know? Do whatever it takes to look after yourself. Invest in yourself. Read or don't read. Meditate or don't meditate. It's all good. That's the beautiful thing is that when you're in a really high self-esteem state, and you've been there many times, even if you're there right now and you're just, I'm just reaffirming shit you know, you will know that it's all good, that you can't get it wrong, that this is a shame-free environment, that you are in your own unique, perfect path, and that it is fucking beautiful for you. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I think it's episode number 96, but I could be wrong. Now we are getting to episode number 100, and also we're getting to episode number 100 of the Ask Harvey video series on YouTube. If you haven't got in that, right, episode 99 is, I've already recorded it. I can tell you this. I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? So it's real funny. It's a really funny thing. If you watch it from that perspective of me being like, is this what I'm doing the best thing, where I'm questioning what I'm doing? And I'm like, you guys, it's just fucking easy. Just watch from that perspective, because it's really nice. If you are interested, I do have a free online course, an online free course. It is called the Worthy of Love course. In that course, it's a 5-day video series where we talk together about becoming worthy of love. And fucking spoilers, you don't have to try so hard. In fact, you might already be worthy, and it's about discovering that. I've already got some feedback from it, and they're like, it's fucking good. So I'm like, if you're missing out, right? You're missing out. Get that shit going. If you do want to work with me one-on-one, you can claim your free complimentary coaching call, a breakthrough complimentary coaching call. If you have not got that yet, it's one of the things. It's like people, they've only done that last year. At the end of the year, people were saying it's the best thing they've done all year. And to those people, I go, thank you very much. I really feel amazed and wonderful to be part of your journey. For those people who like that, a lot of people then go on to do what we call the 6-week program. Now, the 6-week program is an immersion period where you and I work together closely one-on-one to transform your love life to be whatever it is meant to be. But here's the thing. I'm not here to tell you anything you don't already know. I'm here, just really, honestly, to stop you from getting in your own way. And imagine that, right? Imagine if things were easier. Imagine if things, once we realize actually how much control we have, it is fucking phenomenal and fucking fantastic. So that is the 6-week program. It's really, really intense because we work really closely together. And you know what? It's my favorite thing to do. Not only is that my bread and butter, it's the one of those things where it's like I've stopped doing a lot of just like one-off coaching calls here and there, because it's not as powerful as an immersion period, you know? So if you're ready for that, if you're ready to take that commitment with your life and with yourself and really just declare to yourself and declare to the universe that you deserve more than what you are getting, or maybe you're getting stuff already and you want to just, you just like yourself, right? Then that is the 6-week program, and you can apply for a free complimentary coaching call so we can get to know each other, because I don't even know if I want to work with you yet. That's how this shit works. Sometimes I get a person on the call and I'm like, here's your call. Goodbye. So it's something like that. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You are amazing. You're beautiful. You're fantastic. You cannot get it wrong. And I look forward to talking to you soon. If not sooner, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.